Today's students come of age or coming of age in a paperless world, so does it make sense to train them for that future? In a world of brick-and-mortar libraries with endless shelves filled with thousands upon thousands of bound volumes. Sister Joan of Arc Souza is the head of school at St. Francis School in Honolulu, and she's taken a bold step, replacing the school's traditional library with a digital media center. It's a decision that took some thought, and she's on hand to tell us about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
As I just said, this took some pondering before you did it. What were your thoughts going into making this decision?
Well, we did a lot of discussion with the librarian that we had and administration at St. Francis. Mm-hmm. We did get some resistance, but decided to move ahead because we felt this would be good for the students. So we began disassembling the library. Mm-hmm. Many of the books were sent to South America, Africa, books that hadn't been checked out in 10, 12 years. Mm. Students just weren't checking out novels and things of that sort. The first things that went were the reference books, because now 99.9% of that stuff is all on the Internet. Mm-hmm. The education went to the point of teaching the students where to find that information on the Internet.
Well, it's certainly a different landscape, and your kids, even the young kids, are computer adept now?
Yes, the tuition covers a Chromebook for each student in grades 4 through 8, mm-hmm. and then the high school students are expected to have their own laptops.
So when you see these young kids with the Chromebooks, how do they do it?
They love it. We just distributed them because we started school the first week of August, so the Chromebooks are ready to go out to mm-hmm. to all of them. And the joy on the campus as these little fourth graders are walking around with their own Chromebook and all excited, learning how to use it. And they'll be using it in their math classes, science classes, all of their classes.
So you can do calculations. Can you look at videos, that kind of thing?
Yes, they can do it. The Chromebook can do just about anything a laptop can do, especially at that age level.
Yeah,
they're fine. They download any textbook we use that has an e-version. Mm-hmm. Students are encouraged to buy the e-version, download it onto their Chromebooks, so that they're it's saving their backs. They're not walking around with so many textbooks.
That was my thought. Yeah, it's got to make those backpacks a little lighter, right?
Much lighter.
Well, how many books did you have in the library? What was the task of dismantling the library?
Oh, we had several thousand books, I think, in the library, and we're still dismantling. We still have some books, and mm-hmm. we've offered them to teachers or students who wanted to just come in and take them if they wanted to take them home. Otherwise, we find places in the foreign countries who welcome these books.
Sure.
We'll keep a few, some that have sentimental value. All of the racks are gone except for very few on the outside walls. Mm-hmm. The furniture in the library, what was the library, most of it is gone. We bought couches and soft chairs and carpets and tall tables with bar stool kinds of things. And when I walk in there and I see the students using all of this, I think the only thing missing is the Starbucks coffee.
Yeah.
It's become a student lounge.
Well, of course, the question any bibliophile would have is, are they reading as much under the new setup?
They are. They're reading. They have to do the reading because of their classes. Mm-hmm. The other thing we've done is in the English department at the high school, they no longer have that one giant literature book that, you know, for some of them it would cost $130, $150 for the literature book. So now they're just buying the novels that they're expected to read. So they're buying Romeo and Juliet, The Joy Luck Club, The Great Gatsby. These are the books that the students are expected to read for their English social studies classes. And if they can get them in digital form, fine.
Sure.
And they are reading it. When I walk in there and I see them with their laptops or their Chromebooks and I walk over to see what they're doing, they're doing the reading.
You know, one of the things I think for a lot of us at the high school experience especially was the creation of school publications, school paper, the yearbook.
Yes.
I know that was a big thing for me when I was a kid. What's the modern version of that?
We still have the school newspaper. It's called the Kealakai. It's been around since when I was a student there.
Uh-huh.
But now it's all digital. It's all online. It has been for about 4 or 5 years. We do one hard copy publication, which is referred to as the senior edition in May. But other than that, all of the stories they write, everything is online, and all students have access to it.
Do you think you have a pretty good readership? As you get the impression that they're reading it, that they're reacting to it?
In many cases, depending on the topics, yes, mm-hmm. they do. And we also keep track of how many students are reading it. We can get that information, and they are.
Now, that's an interesting component of the whole electronic thing. You can tell who's reading the paper, huh?
How many hits it
yeah.
gets.
We oh,
have
sure.
whatever the program is that they use to determine how many people have actually logged on to it.
Well, that definitely is a feature of the digital world, isn't yeah. it?
Our yearbook is fantastic, the one that was just published at the end of this school year.
Yeah.
And it's interactive. So you download the app on your smartphone and hold it over the individual pictures, and the video of the entire event pops up, and you can watch it on your cell phone.
Which is really what the book of the future is going
yeah.
to be.
Yeah, and it's all done by the students under the direction of the teachers, so the students are learning how to do all of this.
You know, in the years that you were headed toward this decision, what were the indicators for you that moved you in this direction?
Just the whole digital world and how things were moving, the paradigm was changing. The books, students asking if they could pick up the e-book rather than the hard copy, and teachers saying yes. And so we just began to look at it and realize that more and more of their traditional textbooks were available as e-books, and it just started the conversation at the school to move in this direction.
And in a way, it sounds as if it was some largely driven by the younger generation, that they were picking up on this world so fast, yeah?
Oh, they're very quick with it. And sometimes a teacher will come by and say, well, I don't know how to do this, and my response usually is ask a kid,
yep. Sure.
They know how.
Sure. Well, in creating something like a digital interactive yearbook, that takes a whole degree of tech
oh, yes.
savvy. How do your teachers adapt to that?
Well, we have a fantastic teacher who does the yearbook, Ryan, and he's very much into the tech world.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our announcements are all live, online, in the morning. The students are actually standing before a live camera under his direction, and school announcements are done live.
So, you mean they'll step up and address the camera and say the chess club is meeting Thursday? Or
that's right. Yeah. They open it with a prayer, morning prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and then they go into all of the announcements. There's usually two that are co-anchoring it, and the students are learning how to produce all of this. And then later in the day, it's there so that if you've missed it, you can go back on. If the parents want to get in and see what the announcements were, once it's posted, they can go in and view the announcements, the morning news.
This has all got to be kind of exciting for you.
It is. And to see the students, and actually, you know, when they register for the class, it's one that fills up almost immediately.
Well, that does tell you where their interests lie, doesn't it?
It does.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good to hear about that. Sister Joan of Arc Souza is the head of school at St. Francis School in Honolulu, and you can find out more about the school on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.